We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We are going to learn a piece of Gemara that some people say every day when they say Karbanos, and it's the Piska of Abaya Mesad Maracha Meshmei the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Abaya was a Mesad Maracha. He was Mesader. He gave you the schedule of the day of the Avodas done at the Beis HaMikdash. Meshmei the Gemara, he said he had a Mesaira, this is the way they said in the Beis Medrash, this is the order and the schedule of the Avodas every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'aliba da Abashal, it's going according to the Tana Abashal, there's Mechlekes Abashal and the Rabbanon we had before in the first parak of Dafi Dalaram and Beis. Mechlekes Abashal and the Rabbanon is, we know we split up cleaning out the Neiris called Atavas HaNeiris, we clean out the Menorah, we split it up by the first five Neiris and then the two Neiris. In between, there is a Avoida. And there's a Machlaikis. What Avoida is in between? According to Abishal, it was the Dama Tamid that was in between the two Neiris. According to the Rabbanon, it was the Katiris that was between the two Neiris. So this schedule that Abai is saying over will be according to Abishal and not according to the Rabbanon. So we start off. Maracha Gedayla Kedemes Maracha Shnia Shakatiris. There were two Marachas they set up every morning. Marachas is a big the fire. One maracha was the maracha gedola. That was maracha where they were makif all the kabanas on this maracha, and that was if you walk up the kevesh, it was to the right side, and then there was a maracha shnia shel katiris, which was on the left side, and that was the maracha where they took off the coals for the katiris. Every morning and every evening, they went into the heichel, and on the mizbeach hapnimi, they were makif the katiris. Where they get the fire from? There was no fire on the mizbeach hapnimi. They got the fire. They got the coals from the mizbeach hachitzon, which place they get the coals from the Maracha of Keteris, from the Maracha of Keteris, which was on the left side if you walk up the Kavesh, which was right in front of the Heichel, on the corner of Maravis Deroimis of the Mizbeach. That was Maracha Shnia. So when you set up the Marachas, first do Maracha Gedayla, then you do Maracha Shnia Shal Keteris. Afterwards, Maracha Shnia Shal Keteris is Kedemis Asidah Shnegziraitzim. The second Maracha of Keteris comes before the Sidah of the two Gziraitzim. The two gziraitzim are two logs they have to bring every morning, no matter what. If there was wood on the maracha or no wood, either way, they had to bring two logs called shnegziraitzim. It was like a carbon. They brought that to put on the maracha. So that came third. Then came the disha mizbeach hapnimi. The shnegziraitzim is koydim ladisha mizbeach hapnimi. That's cleaning out the mizbeach hakteris, the mizbeach that's in the heichel, to clean it off in order to do hakteris. The disha mizbeach hapnimi koydim matavas chamash neiris, and the cleaning of Mizbeach Primi was before the Tava of the five Neiros. But Tava's Chomash Neiros, Kurdan Dama Tamid. After the five Neiros, we're going with the Abishol, they did the Dama Tamid. What does it mean, Dama Tamid? It means that we did the Shechita of the Tamid and the Zrika. It means the whole Avodas Hadam. On every carbon, you have the Avodas Hadam and you have the Akhtara. So the Avodas Hadam includes the Shechita, the Kabbalah of the Dam, the Halacha, walking the Mizbeach, and the Zrika. That was all done between the cleaning out of the Neiros. So they go into the Heichel, clean the Neiris, then they do the Dama Tamid, then they go back in and do the other two Neiris. The Dama Tamid, Kaidim the Tavash Dei Neiris. Before the Atava of the two Neiris. Afterwards, the Tavash Dei Neiris, Kaidim the Keteiris. The Tavash of the two Neiris is before the Keteiris. The Keteiris comes after the Neiris. Then the Keteiris, Kaidim the Evarim. The Keteiris comes before being Makrav the Evarim on the Mizbeach. That means the Evarim of the Tamid, of the Karban Tamid, means the limbs of the animal of the Karban Tamid you bring on the Mizbeach after the Keteiris. Then the Evarim le Mincha. Evarim come before the Mincha. That's the Mincha that comes with every single carbon called Minchas Nesachim. That's flour and oil they put on the Mizbeach. Or Mincha le Chavitim. Mincha comes before the Chavitim. Chavitim is the carbon Mincha that's brought by the Kohen Gadol every morning. The Chavitim le Nesachim. And the Chavitim come before the Nesachim. The Nesachim come together with the Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim is flour and oil. That's the Mincha. And also comes with wine, which they pour on the Mizbeach. That comes, the Chavitim comes before the Nesachim, but the Nesachim comes before the Musafim, if it's Yom Tov or it's Shabbos, the Nesachim come before the Musafim, and Musafim come before the Bezichim. Bezichim are on Shabbos, the two Bezichim are two cups of spices that are on the Shulchan, and that, when you mark of that, it's Matar Lechem Apalim to be eaten. So the Musafim come before the Hakrava of the Bezichim, and Bezichim comes before Thomas Shemayn Abayim, Shenema Vehikta Aleh Chelvi Ashlamim. How do we know Thomas Shemayn Abayim is last? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'hikter Aleha, we makter on the Tamid Shel Shachar, Chel V'Shlamim, Aleha, on the Tamid Shel Shachar, Hashem Kala Kabanas Kulam. All the Kabanas, you're mashlim on the Tamid Shel Shachar, and Tamid Shel Yabayim is last. Now, this is the Seder, the schedule of the day. So we're missing a few things. First of all, like Tosis points out, we didn't start with Trumas Hadashan. So Taisa says, because sometimes that you do even before morning, you do sometimes mechatzais, sometimes mashmura shayna on the Yom Tov, that was not counted in the schedule because that's like much before. Now the Rishash asked, what happened to all the things you do after Tom Shemar Abayim, like Adlakas Haneirois and the Keteris that's done after the Tom Shemar Abayim? What happened to that? Why would we miss out to that? So it seems like that Daniel doesn't really answer. It must be with ending with Tom Shemar Abayim. Now we're just ending what we're talking about. But there is a kasha. What happened to the Shnei Gzir Eitzim they brought in Thomas Shemayin Abayim? That I heard this kasha from someone asked my chavrusa this question, and I didn't find it anywhere who asked the kasha. What happened to the Shnei Gzir Eitzim of the evening? Why isn't that in the schedule? But upon him, this is the schedule we do have. Abayim Misad the Marachov Shmei the Gemara, and now the Gemara is bringing a makara, a source for all these different avodas. Which one goes first? Why? Which one goes before the other one? Because the whole point of Abayi is to say which one, what's the order. Now we explain the source for the order of these avodas. Amamar, Marocha Gedoy L'Kedemes Marocha Shnia. The Abayi tells us that there's two Marochas, and the Marocha Gedoy comes before the second Marocha. Marocha Gedoy is the Marocha where you put the Tamid and all the Kabbanas on. Marocha Shnia is the Keteris. That's where you get the coals from the Keteris to bring it to Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Marocha Gedoy comes before the Marocha Shnia. How do we know that? The talent in a brisa says in the pasuk, beginning of parashat Tzav, it says Tzav es arim v'sponav leimar zoyz teres ha'ila hiya oila al moik da'al mezbeach, which is the first maracha, kol alayla rabayke ve'eishem mezbeach tukad boy, which is the other maracha. So the order is first the al moik da'al mezbeach kol alayla zuvaracha gedarla ve'eishem mezbeach tukad boy zuvaracha shniyah shalke teres. It's the second maracha. So you have two marachas. Maybe you do the opposite order. And Rashi explains, what do you mean? What's the Havamina? They say opposite order. It says over here that here, so it's clearly that the first order is Merach Gedol, then Merach Shnia. So Rashi explains, according to the Bir of the Rishash, that the Gemara's Kasha is maybe here, Oila Magdam Mizbeach is not saying an order. It's just saying, by the way, you put the Oila on the Mizbeach the whole night. And then it's saying, "Ve'eshbeach tukabai," and the first maracha you do is the maracha shniyah. How do you know it's telling us the order? So Gemara answers, "No, it must be telling us the order. Why? Mistabra, maracha gedola adifa shein kaparos meruba." It makes sense that the maracha gedola comes before the maracha shniyah. Why? Maracha gedola is where you put all the kabbanis. You're not only taking from there from the kateris. That is the makom of all the kabbanis. So that's much more kapara. So it's probably more chashiv, and it goes first. So Mara says, no, Adrab, I'll tell you the opposite, Svara. Maracha Shniyah Adifa, the second Maracha, where you bring the coals for the Keteris from there, is better. Why? Shekemechlisim and Elefnim. Because you bring it inside the Heichel. So you bring it inside the Heichel, so that's more Chashev. So Mara answers, the Falachi, Kapara Samruba Adifa. Lamaisa, Kapara Maruba is better than bringing Elefnim, and that's why it's first. The only aura is that we had a Gemara on yesterday on Daflam Beis on Beis that the Gemara wasn't sure what's better, going Lefnai Lefnim or Kapara Meruba. Gemara said both ways. Gemara didn't decide. Here, Gemara says Kapara is better. So I thought of a Taretz and I found that Lamaisa some way. That the Taretz is here, it says Lefnim, not Lefnai Lefnim. When it comes into the Heichel, there Kapara is Meruba. When it comes to Koyash HaKadoshim, there it's Taka Shaila, which was more Chashim. And there are other truths in this Kasha also. Look at the Siyah Chiskok. This Taretz I found Maisa in the Sefer Mayim Chaim from the pre-Chadash. The Yiboyi Seyma, another Teretz to this Kasha that we're asking, how do you know Marach Gedol is first? So Mara said, if one Teretz was that it's Kapara, Kapara Meruba is better than bringing Lefnim. Yiboyi Seyma, another Teretz. Eloi Mashkech Eitzim Marach HaShniyah. Let's say in a case where there was no coals on the Marach HaShniyah, whatever the case was, Miloi Mayim Marach Gedol, wouldn't you take coals from the Marach Gedol for the Heichel? So it comes out, the Marach Gedol has both elements. First of all, it's a Kaparas Meruba, and it could be brought Lefnim. It could be brought Lefnim. Therefore, it comes first. Because if you didn't have Marach HaShniyah, you would have the second one of, you would have also the Maila of Lefnim, because you would bring from the coals from that Marach if you had to, if you're in a pickle. So that's decided. Marach Gedol comes before Marach HaShniyah. So it says afterwards, that Marach HaShniyah Shal Kedairas, it comes before the cedar of Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Now, the two Gzir Eitzim, where they're put on the Maracha Gedolah. That's what the Gemara needs a Makar, Lemaisa. Don't you finish the Maracha Gedolah first? Put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim before the Maracha Shniyah. So, what's the Makar? The Maracha Shniyah Shal Keteris before the cedar Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So Shnei Gzira Eitzim. Gemara answers, Minalon, how do we know? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ubir Aleha Kayim Eitzim Babaiker Babaiker. And we make a drasha from the word Aleha, Aleha Vloya Charvata. You Mevar on the Maracha Gedoyla the Eitzim. How do we know it's talking about Maracha Gedoyla when it says Ubir Aleha Kayim Eitzim Babaiker Babaiker? So Rashi explains because the Pasuk says, Va'orach Aleha Oila. So we see we talk about the Maracha Gedoyla. On that it says, Ubir Aleha. Now, why do you have to tell me dafka that maracha? The other maracha is not here yet. Mechlal must be the isa lechavrata, that the other one's here. If you're telling me Aleha is teaching me a drasha, Aleha v'lea chavrata, put the eitzim on this maracha gedela and that maracha shnia. Obviously, it's here. Because if it wouldn't be here, you wouldn't have a havim, you wouldn't think that you have to put it on the other one. It's not here yet. So akapana must be here. Mechlal the isa lechavrata, so you see, maracha shnia comes before the shnei gzira eitzim. Right, the marakasha. You need Aleha to teach us of Bir Aleha Kayim that it goes on top of the Maracha and not on the side. So you need Aleha for its own drasha. You don't have a right to make a drasha of Aleha Aleha Chavrata. So Gemara answers, Trei Aleha Ksivi. It says in the Pasuk, two Aleha. Now the truth is, in that Pasuk it says three times Aleha. It says, Ubir Aleha Kayim Eitzim Vayka Vayka V'arach Aleha Oilav Hikta Aleha Chavesh Lamim. So two of those are used for drasha, one legufei and one to teach us aleha v'leha chavrata. So now we got that. We have already the first three avodas. What's the order? Maracha gedayla, then maracha shnia, and then seder shnei gzira eitzim. It says more in Abaya, seder shnei gzira eitzim is koydim l'dishim mizbeach primi. That means you put the two logs on the big maracha before you clean the mizbeach primi. So Gemara says, l'char why? Maybe the mizbeach primi should be first. Because it says by Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Lashon is like this. V'hikter aleha aron kateres avim, ba'baiker ba'baiker, ba'tivayas aneris yaktirena. So it says by kateres, ba'baiker ba'baiker, which includes cleaning the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And it also says ba'baiker ba'baiker, by gziri eitzim. So how do you know which one's first? It says, Avakav d'hacha ksiv ba'baiker ba'baiker, v'hacha ksiv ba'baiker ba'baiker. I feel a hachi, still, even though both say Rebbeke Rebbeke, it still makes sense that Shnei Gezira Eitzim is before Disha and Mizbeach Pnim, before cleaning the Mizbeach Pnim. Why? Felachim Machshir Adif. The Shnei Gezira Eitzim is a hachshir for Keteris. So obviously do the hachshir first. We're assuming now that Shnei Gezira Eitzim is a hachshir for Keteris. So that comes first, because that comes before Disha and Mizbeach Pnim, which is the Keteris itself already. This comes first, the hachshir comes first. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why is it a heksha? Machsha mayniu, shnei gzir eitzim? Va'amri to tell me, shnei gzir eitzim goes from l'orcha gedoyla azdi. Goes to the big maracha. Not on the small maracha, not on the maracha shnia. So the shnei gzir eitzim has no shaykhis to the kateris. What are you telling me? That's the machsha for kateris. It has no shaykhis to the kateris. So Gemara answers a few truths. Omra v'yirmiya, shum eitzim. Since eitzim is a machsha, because on the maracha shnia, there'll be holes that brought in for the Keteris, so Eitzim is a Machshir, so the Shum Eitzim, name Eitzim is a Machshir, therefore Shnei Gzira Eitzim is first, because that's a Shem Machshir. That's one Teretz. Ravina Amar Divin Teretz, Hoyle Hischim Maracha Gaimer. Since you start with the Maracha, with the Marachos, you are finish it off. You just finish off the Halachas of the Marachos, because you already did the two Marachos, so you do the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, Moshe HaShaychis. You're right. Babayka Baika is a stalemate. We don't know which one to be first. Disham is Be'ech HaPrimi or Shnei Gzira Eitzim. But since you start with the Marachos, it goes first. A third pshat, Rav Ashi Amar, it is called a Hechshir, Shnei Gzira Eitzim. Why? Because Eloi Mashkech Eitzim Marachos Shnia, if you don't have any Eitzim in the Marachos Shnia, you'll go to the Baruch HaGedayla and take for the Keteris. Miloi Mayel Baruch HaGedayla. And then you'll go to the Maracha Gedayla to take off Eitzim and coals from there. Therefore, it is a machshir because it's possible to be a machshir victorious in a case where you do not have enough Eitzim on the Maracha Shniyah.